This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Health insurance enrollment on the Colorado's marketplace is staying steady even though tax credits are set to expire. Since November 1st, about 5% fewer people have enrolled for insurance through the state's marketplace than the same period last year. Enrollment for 2026 coverage is open now through January 15th. A nonprofit is urging federal wildlife officials to expand Mexican gray wolf territory in the West. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey reports, the wolves are now contained in an area that spans parts of New Mexico and Arizona.
New Mexico Wild grassroots organizer Luke Koenig says the wolves are a misunderstood species.
Wolves have become symbolic of predation, of aggressiveness.
That's why cattle ranchers are wary of them. Some wolves have roamed away from the Mexican wolf experimental population area and have been linked to cattle deaths. Wolf advocates note the wolves are listed as endangered. They want to see the 286 wolves in the experimental area allowed to roam. They argue that the wolves' genetic diversity could improve, enhancing their recovery. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Jenny Kinsey.
Strong winds are expected to develop across the Front Range Mountains overnight, and they're going to last through tomorrow. The National Weather Service says to expect gusts between 80 miles per hour across the higher foothills. Boulder, Golden, and Fort Collins could also see strong gusts with a high wind watch in effect. This is CPR News.